This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
The server asks for your drink order and you answer the question with a question. What do you have by the glass? Stop right there. I'll explain momentarily.
Imagine four fabulous days celebrating the delights of food and wine. That's Sunset Savor the Central Coast coming to San Luis Obispo County. Sip more than 200 wines. Indulge in culinary bites from over 30 local chefs. Meet winemakers, brewmasters, and artisans. Discover the latest trends in food and wine from the experts at Sunset Magazine. Visit SavorCentralCoast.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
Your Savor the Central Coast adventure begins September 25th.
Unless you're by yourself, if you're ordering wine in a restaurant, try to get others to go in on a bottle if possible. There are few things on this planet that have a higher markup than wine by the glass. While this isn't true everywhere, it is true more often than not. Believe it or not, today's wine by the glass markup goes like this. The first glass of wine sold generally pays for the bottle. I'm talking about the wholesale price of the bottle, not retail. But it's still a big chunk of change. Now, granted, you're also paying for the ambiance, service, etc., but there are about 5 to 6 glasses of wine in that bottle, which means at least a 500% markup, which is not okay in my book. Ordering a bottle is almost always a better deal, and it also reduces the chance of getting a glass of wine that has deteriorated significantly. I can tell you with great certainty that the odds of being served a wine that's past its prime are very high indeed. And at a 500% markup, you shouldn't stand for it. No matter how much you love wine, sometimes it's just not worth it. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.